We're on Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the top. Kol Menachos says in the Mishnah, Urminu, more Asakasha. We learned in a Brisa. Seder Menachos Ketzet. It's quite a lengthy Brisa. It says, what's the order of the Menachos when a Mincha offering is being brought? Adam Evi Mincha Mitoch Beiso Beklasois Shal Kesa Vizhal Shal Zav. He brings from his house the mincha offering in a container, like a basket. It's made of silver and gold. V'nosna l'toch klisharis, and then he puts, when he gets to the yazara, he puts it into a klisharis. U'mekatshep a klisharis. So at this point, the Gemara understood that when he puts it into the klisharis, he has to have kavana to make it kodesh. We're going to see that's not the case. V'nosein alehan, and he puts the person who's bringing the korban puts on it shamna, the oil, lavonsa, which is like frankincense, umolicha itzel kohen, and he brings it to the kohen. V'kohen molicha itzel mizbeach, he brings it then to the mizbeach, the outer mizbeach, umegisha, bekeren dromis maravis, and he brings it to the southwest corner, keneged chuda shel keren, the corner of the mizbeach. Bidayo, and that's enough. Gemara asks, again asks, what do you mean in dayo? What else is there? The Brisa continues. Mesalech es lavona, and then he takes the lavona that is in the kli, and he puts it letzad echad, and the kli pushes over to the side, so it shouldn't get mixed up with the komets. Then he does the kamitza, he grabs it in his fist, the komets. Where does he grab the flour from? Imakom shen yisra b'shamna, where there's the flour and the oil is mixed well together. And then he puts it into another klisharis, a mekadshav klisharis, and he's mekadesh it a second time. Umelaket et levonta, then he takes the levona which he had put aside in the first kli, and he takes it, menosnal gabav, and he puts it on top of the komets. Umalehu, and then he brings the komets and the levona that's on it, and he brings it umaktiro beklisharis, and he offers it in the klisharis. Umolcho venosno al gabi ishim, and he salts it, and he puts it on top of the fire on the mizbeach. Then, karav hakometz, once the kometz is offered, the shiareha, the leftovers of the mincha, nechalein the konim kedit the leftovers, v'rishayim hakonim litain lesocha yain v'shemen udvash. And they're allowed to make it tasty by adding to it, if they want, wine or oil or honey. Ve'ein asurim ela mila chametz. The only thing they're warned against is they have to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Adkan, this is the end of the brisa. Now comes the Gemara's question. Ketani miha, what did we say? That the person bringing the korban, he brings it beklasos shel kesev, beklasos shel zav, in baskets of silver and gold. So what do we see? It doesn't have to be, though, in a klisharis. But our Mishnah said that it has to be brought in a klisharis, techilaso beklisharis. So it's a question on our Mishnah. Stira. Amra, Papi answers, Eima b'chelim haruim l'klisharis. Doesn't mean in the Mishnah you have to bring it in the klisharis. It just has to be brought in kelim that are fitting to be klisharis, and therefore they can be brought in baskets of gold and silver because they are fitting to be klisharis. The Gemara then makes a diuk, Michlal, the kfifa mitzri is lochasi. Mashma, though, you can't bring it in a basket made out of like palm branches. Kimat. And that's only allowed, therefore, by a mincha sota, but otherwise you're not. Okay, who is this going like? Like, lechora, the look, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The sanya, as we saw in a brisa, clay sharis, shasan, clay shel eitz. If you take a clay sharis that's made out of wood, is that okay? We have a machlekes. Rabbi says, no good, posel. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, machshir, it is okay. So the Gemara understood that the fact that we are not allowed to use kfifas mitzvahs, that's not like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, because he said you can use a wooden kli. So we're assuming you can use a wooden kli, you can use also kfifas mitzvahs. The Gemara says, no, you can't, don't have to say that. Afilu teima Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. You could say it is like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Eimar damar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, b'chashuvin. When did Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda say that it's okay to use a wood kli? It still has to be, though, a chash of a wood kli. He still needs a certain chashivas in the kli. But bichusin mi amar, but kfifa mitzri, which is something which is bazui and very, it's like nothing. So that, vada, he wouldn't hold that you can use that though. Well, wood, kli, that's nice, fine, but not a kfifa mitzri. You would agree you can't use a kfifa mitzris. Leisle the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, akriveu, nala fechasecha. Doesn't he hold by, as it says in the pasuk, that you wouldn't bring something despicable to the governor, you'd bring something nice. So too, you have to bring at least something nice when you're bringing it to the Mizbeach. And therefore, certainly he would agree a Kfifa Mitzris is not permitted. Okay, let's see Rashi. Klasos kein salim is like baskets. Adam mevi min chaso le'azara mitoch beisol from his house b'kalsos v'chuli. Benosna, and he brings it via Zara Beklishares. Kasal Kadaita, at this point we think, Sarich Lateta al Manat Kain, Shehe Dato, She Kachena Beklida. He's putting it in, Al Dasid, he's Mekadesh in the Kli. The Gemara is going to change what that means later. Megisha, Megia Esakli Lakaran Maravis, and he brings it to the Karen Maravis Dromi, so Lakaman Yali Flam, he cried, and we're going to learn it from Sukim. Bidayo, and that's enough. What does that mean? Lakaman Mefarish, the Gemara is going to explain later. Mayhi, what does that mean? And enough. Umay Tesecha Daitin Dinabayit Fei. What would I think you need more that it has to tell us that that's enough? Umasalika Lavona Latzadachad, you put the Lavona to the one side. Betocha Kli Yatzma, inside the Kli itself, just over to the side. Lakaman Mefarish, Taima Bekula Masnisa. Shnisrabe Shemna, the place where there's a lot of oil, Mimakom Shehi Nivlelat Yafeh B'Shem, where the flour is mixed in very nicely with the oil. Nosnola Kli Shares, and then he puts it into a Sheni, and the second Kli Shares, the Kaman Mefarsh Time, we're going to explain the reason. Al Gabe Yishim, and he puts it on the fire, which is Al Aish, Litain Latocho, Litain Latochashiraim, because he can put inside the leftovers. Bekelim haruim leklisharis im hayam makdisham. And so all it means is that when he brings it from the house, you should put it at least in a kli that's roy to be klisharis. Rabbi Posel, we said if you have a wooden kli, b'menachos meseches sukkah yalif taima b'perikah chalil b'chashuvin. But even Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says it still has to be b'chashuvin b'kli etzder chashuvin. The Sefer, the Kra is Hirtzecha, O Haisa Vanecha. Would he be pleased, or would he show you favor if you brought it and it wasn't nice, etc. Okay, let us continue back into the Gemara. Benosno likli sharis makadro likli sharis. So we said in the Brisa, we're explaining the Brisa now, and we had mentioned that he puts it into kli sharis, and he's mekadesh et kli sharis. So we think at this point that it means that when he puts it in the kli sharis, he has to have in mind to make it kadesh. Shmat mina, the kli sharis ain't mekadeshin el midas. It comes out from here that the only way the kli sharis is going to mekadesh this thing is if he has das to make it kodesh. But that's not the case. So the Gemara says, "Ema nosno b'klisharis lekacha b'klisharis." You have to add the lamed. What it means is, Navana, he doesn't have to have in mind to mekadesh. It happens automatically. But the price of means, he puts in a klisharis lekacha b'klisharis, that he puts it in that in order that it should become a kodesh when it goes in a klisharis. Not that he has to have das though. Then we said, now we bring the source for this, Shneamar, it says, V'yatzach aleha shemen, v'nasan aleha levona. And then we said, Molicha itzel kohen, we bring it to the kohen, d'chsiv, it says, Napasuk, v'viya el b'nei Aaron, v'gomer, v'kohen molicha itzel mizbeach. We said, he brings it to the mizbeach. That we learned from the pasuk, d'chsiv, v'higisha el hamizbeach. Rashi, in Mekachin ala midas, shenosno behen, tzorech sheitnenu l'shem kach. It seems like you put it in, you have to do it l'shem, that it should become Kodesh. Ask Rashi a side question, v'im tomer harei mincha kedusha omenes, shekdisha v'peh. Says, but what is that, why does he have to do any of this, l'chura, when he said, put this aside verbally, that this is going to be his mincha, it already became Kodesh. So it doesn't have to be, what does it do when he puts it into the kli? It's already kodesh when he put it aside verbally. So Rashi says that there's a difference though. The kedusha sepeh eino ela kedushas dami. The eino kedushas aguf. There's a difference because when somebody's mekadesh something just with the peh, not putting in the kli shareis, it's kodesh, but it's a different level. It's only the value of it is kodesh. It's not the essence. The guf is not. The eino nifselat bitvul yom, and therefore the nafka min azar. First of all, it's not a nifsal if tvul yom touches it. And belina, and it doesn't become possible if it's left overnight. Ve'imnit me sniftes, and if it becomes tame, you can redeem it. However, but if it was in a kli, kitsha kedusha aguf, then it's intrinsically kodesh, and therefore it is nifsalat betvul yom, and it is nifsal belina, and if it becomes tame, ein lapidya. So we said it means not that he has the kavana to make a kodesh, but nosa likacha. A Torah tzricha li'itna b'kli sharis in order to kadesh it kachenu hakli, that the kli is going to be kodesh, mekadesh it. But filu enu mech, even if he himself doesn't have kavana. V'nosen aleh, we said, hazar shemen levana, the person, not the kohen, himself puts the oil and the levona. V'in sari kohen l'chak, you don't need a kohen for this, tiksiv it says, v'isach aleh shemen. The hadar, and afterwards it says vevia el bnei aharon. So later you bring it to the kohen. Okay, now we are going back to the gemara. Okay, the gemara says magisha v'keren dromis maravis, and then the kohen brings it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Keneged chuda shel keren v'dayo, the corner and dayo. It's enough. Ask gemara minalan. How do we know that that's the place where to put? Where he brings the mincha to that corner of the mizbeach. Dichsiv, it says in the one pasuk, "Vezos Torah samincha hakrev osa bnei Aaron lifnei Hashem el pnei hamizbeach." It says lifnei Hashem. Betanya, and we learn in the Brisa, what does lifnei Hashem mean? Yachol b'marav. I might think it means on the west side, which is facing opposite the Kodesh HaKadashim, etc. Tamul lomar el pnei hamizbeach. But then again, it says el pnei hamizbeach, which is on the south side where the ramp is going up to mizbeach. So if it would say though e el pnei hamizbeach, it would only say that, and I would say okay, yachol b'darom, you bring the south side where the ramp is going up to mizbeach. But tamul lomar, then again, it says lifnei Hashem. So what is it? Is it lifnei Hashem, which would be on the west side, or is it on the south side? Because it says el pnei hamizbeach. The Gemara says, "Aketzad, what do you do? Magisha bekeren dromis maravis, to bring in that corner, as we mentioned, the southwest corner. Keneged chuda shokeren v'dayo, which is on the corner, and that's enough." Okay, Rashi explains the ins and outs over here. So let's have a look at Rashi. Zos terasa mincha kol manachas b'marav. Talking about all minchas. Hakrev osab b'nei Aaron v'chule yachol b'marav. I might think you should bring it on the west side. Yegienu l'dofen amaravi shal mizbeach. You bring it to the west side. Dehainu lifnei Hashem, because that's called lifnei Hashem. Now, why is that called lifnei Hashem? You bring it on the west side. Sheheichal b'marav, because the heichal is located on the west side. Lamed beis amos rachava, and it's 32. The width is total 32 amos. Memutza ben sazar, and it's placed right smack in the middle of the azara. V'chein heichal memutza ben sazara zumuzo, and also the heichal is as well exactly is in the middle there, 32 amos. The heichal v'katlav chalalokaf houseo. The heichal is 32 altogether. The inside and including the walls. The inside is 20 amos, and the chaslav, each wall on the north and south side is each 6 amos. Ovi koso liftzvoni v'shisha kolakoso drami. So you have 20 is the actual empty space of the heichal. The wall is 6 and 6. 6 and 6 is 12, and 20 is 32. Nimsa maravo shel mizbeach lifnei Hashem. So the mizbeach, therefore, the west side is facing the heichal. Dein mafsiklum beino levein heichal. Nothing interrupting from the heichal to the mizbeach. I, what about the ulam that is in front of the heichal? The ilu ulam shalifnei heichal patuachu. That's open. Virachavo esrim ama, and it's open 20 amos, which is the same size as the heichal. Kerei kechol halolo shel heichal. So therefore it's facing, that's called Lifnei Hashem. Now, Kenega Chuda, where you bring it? Bring it to that corner. Komashi Yachol Karvo Klapei Marav, the more you can, you bring it on the south, but the most you can do towards the west, the better. You bring it at the corner. Although it has to be a little bit in the south also, because it says El Pnei HaMizbeach. So you have to mekayim both things. Lifnei Hashem El, and also El Pnei HaMizbeach. Di Lav Keneged Chud, if you're not going to bring it in that corner, Leika Lifnei Hashem, Klal, you're not going to have Lifnei Hashem at all. Sharei Zaviyos HaEichal Kulam are Keneged Zaviyos HaMizbeach. They're exactly on the same level, the Heichal and the Mizbeach. So if you're going to put it only on the south side, it's not going to have anything to do with the Heichal. You have to put it a little bit in towards the up towards the west side so that it can be facing the Heichal, so you can mekayim Lifnei Hashem. Okay, that's one way of learning. Now we go back to the Gemara and see Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says a different way of learning here. Yachol Yagichenu b'marava shel mikher, and I might have thought that you should bring the mincha on the west side of the corner, or lidroma shel keren, or maybe on the south side. Meaning your choice, whatever you want. I might think, Amar, no. Mechol makom sheta, we have a rule. Mechol makom sheta motzei shnei mikros. Anytime we have two psukim, echad mekayim etzmo, mekayim divrei chavar. One pasuk can be good for itself, and then it can also go hand in hand with another pasuk. Yet we have echad another pasuk that's mekayim etzmo, it's good for itself, but mevatel divrei chavar, but it doesn't work together with the other pasuk. So what do? Manichim es shemekayim etzmo mevatel lechaviro. You forget about the one that works for it and not for its friend. V'tovsin es shemekayim etzmo mekayim chaviro. And you use the one that's good for it and its friend. Now we're going to apply it over here. Therefore, by bringing the mincha, keshata omer lifnei Hashem b'marav. When it says, like we said before, lifnei Hashem mean would tell us that you bring it on the west side. So that's very nice, but bitalta el pnei hamizbeach. Then you bring it on the west side, you don't have el pnei hamizbeach, because that has to be on the south. Right? But the rom. Kukshata omer el pnei hamizbeach, but if you use that pasuk of el pnei hamizbeach, bidarom kiyamta lifnei Hashem b'marav. So then you're mekayim, and if you bring it on the south side, so you're mekayim the el pnei hamizbeach pasuk, and that's fine. And you're also mikayim, though, the west as well. Hakeit said, how is that? How, if I bring it on the south, I'm also mikayim the west as well? Hakeit said, Magisha l'drom shel keren. All you have to do is bring it on the south side of the corner, and then you're okay. So Gemara says, what do you mean you're okay? Mehechan kayamta. How do you mekayim lifnei Hashem? I bring it on the south side, fine, in the corner, but I have no lifnei Hashem, because not anywhere on the west side. So the Gemara says, ein hachanami. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not a problem. Why? Because I'm a Ravashi, kasavar haitana. He held that kulei mizbeach betzafon kai. Rabbi Eliezer held, not like we said before, that the mizbeach exactly opposite the Heichal. No, it's not. The Heichal's in the middle of the Azara, smack in the middle. The Mizbeach, though, is up towards the north side. So Mele, the bottom half of the Mizbeach, the south side, is then opposite the Heichal. So it's fine bringing it on the south side, and because you're anyways opposite the Heichal as well, so you're fine by bringing it on the south, and you're Mekayim also Lifnei Hashem as well. That's what Rabbi Eliezer held. Now let's see it inside. Quite lengthy Rashi over here. Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer Amir v'chulei. Dar sholem mikra binyan nechir. He learns it differently. V'kach dar shor. Here is how he learns it. Mitoch shenemar, it says, lifnei Hashem. And it says, el pnei hamizbeach yachol yagishenu lechad mehem. I might think you can bring it to anyone you want. Ratzal amara, ratzal adaroma. V'achi garzin lematoros kohanim, o ladaromo shel keren. Amar tkach tashiveni. Okay. But we have a rule. They came and they have Charlotte Kaim Mishnehem. If you can make both of them, too low tukma, so then you shouldn't anymore situate it as Ratzazel se, Ratzazel se. If you can just do one and Mekayim both. Just use the one that can take care of everything and finish. You don't have to leave it to choice anymore. Kayam to Lifnei Hashem, that's very nice. B'marava, Ketzad Megishad Deroma Shel Keren, V'achi Garcina Lavatoros Kohanim, Deroma Shel Keren, V'lo Bai Keneged Chuta. So really, all you have to do is bring it on the south side, and you're good to go. Aye, we ask, V'achin Kayam, how are you, Mekayim Lifnei Hashem? Hello, chutz lekeneged zaviyot haheichal. It's nothing to do anymore of the heichal. You're only going to bring it on the south side, and it has to be lifnei Hashem. No, kasavar haitana, Rabbi Elazar, kula mizbeach b'tzafon kaya. The whole mizbeach is up. It's not in the middle. It's up on top. V'chel tzfoni shel azar, in the north part of the azara. V'leis le the mizbeach mechuvan keneged haheichal v'katlav. And not like we said before, where the first shita was that the mizbeach is exactly on the same lines as the haheichal and the walls. Nimtza the Roma Shamizbeach keneged emtza petach haheichal. So therefore, the bottom of mizbeach opposite it is exactly the south side of mizbeach, exactly opposite the haheichal. Hilchach, therefore, yegishenu al panei mizbeach, but the rom. So therefore, just bring it on the south side, and you're fine. Levach hei samuch lamara, but as long as it's towards the least towards the west side. Nimtza mekayim et shneihem, therefore you're mekayim both. You have lifnei Hashem, you also have al panei hamizbeach. Who adin nami hayam mizbeach mashoch ma'at keneged zaviyot romit haichal of tzon. It doesn't really have to be all the way up at the top of the mizbeach. All it has to be a little bit up, and then that's enough to make now the south side of the mizbeach opposite the haichal. Sheidiromash mizbeach keneged haichal. Havei masi lekayim et shnehem, and therefore that's enough to mekayim both of them. The keneged haichal karinan belifnei Hashem. Vavad sheyegish samuch lekeren dahainu el mar it's el marav. As long as you're bringing it towards the west side, you're fine. So the mizbeach doesn't have to be all the way up at the top. So why does it say that? Vahad enakat lemashmine kule mizbeach betzafon kai. Why is the whole thing after being be up there? So Rashi says mishum degimel machlokos is hanging b'davar seh. Because the mice, so we have a three-way machloikis of where the mizbeach is, and Rabbi Elazar just wanted to fit into one of the three opinions, as we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda says yisleh mizbeach mechuvan keneged haheichal v'katlav. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is like we saw at the beginning, the first shita, right? It is exactly opposite the heichal in the Parakamadi Omen. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov, he learns Islay that the kula mizbeach b'darom kai. We haven't seen him yet. He says the whole mizbeach is the opposite, on the south side of the Azara. The Amar Tzafona shu'tzad panui l'kula l'kmiklum. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we're going to see that's how Rabbi Eliezer held. He's the one that holds the kula mizbeach betzafon kai. All things on the north of the Azara. Bizvachim and Parakadosh Kadashim. Therefore, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Hachad, the Shamile, he held al korchach the kamar zavis deromis shamizbeach lifnim mikeneged zavis shel heichalhu. So if you're going to say that the bottom, the south side, is keneged the heichal, Upali got a Rabbi Yehiyah. He's arguing there from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, and Vad Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankov, Umach Minan like Rabbi Yossi Glili. Therefore, he must be holding like Rabbi Yossi Glili that says the whole mizbeach is on the top. The sphere lay the kula mizbeach, but tzafon v'lo makminan lay b'machlok Rabbi. And therefore, you don't want to make a four-way, add another machlok. It says, no, he holds, Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's a little bit up north. No, instead of adding another person to the machlok, we just leave it as a three machlok, and he's holding like Rabbi Yosikli. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara had said that he brings the mincha to the corner. So my vidayo and dayo, and that's enough. What does it mean dayo? I'm Rabbi Ashi Yitzrich. I might have thought by hagashas mincha gufa. I might think that you can't just bring the kli to the corner. I have to actually spill out, you know, tip the kli and let the mincha actually touch the corner of the mizbeach itself. No, dayo, it's enough just to bring it there. Maybe I should have to spill it out toward and make it touch the mizbeach. Why not? No, because Amar Kra, it says in the pasuk v'kriva el kohen, he brings it to the kohen, and then v'gish al mizbeach, and then the kohen brings it to the mizbeach. So the Gemara makes a connection between bringing it and bring it to the kohen and bring it to the mizbeach. Ma'ak ravai tzal kohen v'kli. Just like when you bring it to the kohen, it's in the kli. So also afagasha, when it's brought to the mizbeach, it's on the mizbeach, it's also in the kli as well. Rashi, my dayo, my tasik daite de nebaitfe. Why would I think you need more? Mincha gufa. I might thought that the actual mincha itself, aloha kli shuba, not the kli that it's in. Ela yachufa kli, shehe nogea solas lemincha, after the mizbeach, that I actually tilt the kli that the mincha should touch the mizbeach. I might think that that's what you do. Okay, back to the Gemara. Masalekat levantali sadecha. We said that you take the levon and you push it off to the side before you take the kemitza. Ki hechi why? Ki hechi do tikmots ba'adi mincha. Because you don't want it when you're taking the mincha, the kemitza of the mincha, you have to make sure there's no little piece of levona in there. Why is that important? Kedetnan, because we learned in the Mishnah that kamatz va'ala biyado tzor or gargir melech or koret levona pasol. Because if you did the kamitza, according to the kamitza, and inside the kamitza, besides the flour and oil, whatever, we also have a little stone or a little piece of melech or a particle of levona, whatever, pasol. Why? Because that's called chaser. The komitza has to be purely the mincha and the oil, nothing else. A little bit of something else makes it chaser and no good. Rashi pasul mishim dehavi komitz chaser. Back to the Gemara, v'komets mi said he takes the kamitza where mimakom shenisra b'shamana, where there's a lot of oil. Ask the Gemara minal, where we know it's from Tiksiv, as it says misalta o mishamna, that's with solus and shemen. And we have another pasuk as well, migirsa o mishamna, with the flour and the oil as well. And we said in the Braisa, v'nosno l'toch klisharei, so mekadosh b'klisharei. Puts it in a klisharei, it's mekadosh in a klisharei. Ask the Gemara, lamali. Why does he have to put it again in a klisharei? To mekadosh it, ha-kitshachad ha-zim. No, he already did that once. The Gemara answers, midi d'havei adam, because it's similar to the dam. It comes out of the animal when it's shechted. The dam, afal gav, de kadishte sakin b'tzavar behema. Just like the dam that when it was shechted with the knife is a klisharis, and that was mekadosh the dam already, but still, hadar makdish le b'klisharis, it still has to go into a klisharis after. So, achanami loshna, here as well, the same thing, that even though it was in a klisharis once, it has to be could put in a klisharis again. Says Rashi, hadar, sucking, excuse me. Have a klisharis. That's a klisharis. The Tanya kol hakelim she'asa Moshe mishetiten mishichasan mekachasan. That by doing mishicha on it, that's his mechadashet. Mikan ve'elech avodasan mechancha. But that was originally by Moshe. But after that, it's the avoda that is mechadashet. That you take the dam and catch in the klisharis. Back to the Gemara. It says umalaket et levonta. We said in our brisa. We're still continuing explaining the brisa. It says umalaket et levonta venotna al gabav, that you gather the levona and you put it on back onto the kmitza. Dichsiv, as it says, the source is v'eskol ha-levona asher al ha-mincha. In other words, you put levona on the mincha. Says Rashi, v'eskol levona gabe haktara ksiv de mekater komets levona ki adali. That's be offered together, levona on top of the mincha.